I can't wear heels right now.
Body maintenance. Not
injured. Yeah, body maintenance.
All right.
What did you like about the bounce back today, especially the 5-on-5 play? What you feel?
We marginally bounced back. Yeah. First of all, we're playing a really good team. I thought we controlled a lot of the pace of the game. The shot total may not have set it in the first period, but I think we were in their zone a bit more than they were in ours. We did a lot of things we preached about. We battled hard. And then, a couple of things crept into our game that weren't good until 5 penalties. You can't do that. And it was a huge penalty goal for us. But you can't do that. And then, turnovers started coming into our game. And it wasn't in our game for almost 2 periods. And then we crept in and put us on our heels a little bit. So still a long way to go in our game. But in saying that, I thought the guys gamed it out. And for the most part, they made a lot of the right plays when they should have. And we turned into 2 points.
So again, the first period really is where you turned it on there with the long shifts. That kind of gives them some momentum there going into the second.
It wasn't the long shifts. Yeah. It was the short shifts.
But that
turned into long zone time for us. And when you get the smart changes like that, you get rewarded. And we got rewarded on a huge goal.
I feel like what you saw from the defensive pairings tonight, and it seemed like Chernak in particular stood out as physical and just solid.
Yeah, I thought our D-Core as a whole had a good game. As I said, we probably sat back a little too much in the third. Granted, based on a few of our turnovers, but it's tough. It's a fast game. There's only 6 of them back there, so on both sides, it's tough to keep up. But I thought our guys, they were getting in shot lanes or blocking shots. They weren't giving up the middle, and they had a good game.
Not always easy to play with Victor because he's so unique in the way he moves up in the rush, and you can't really predict that. It's just something where it's a guy you've been really good at, kind of stay at home.
But on training?
Yeah.
And I thought Vic elevated his game tonight, as everyone did in the D-Core. But I can't see themselves because training was with him, but they helped. But Vic was due to bust out, and that was a good one.
The penalties, is it the kind of penalties that kind of bother you, other than the amount of penalties, but like the high sticking and the hooking, like kind of the things?
When you have 5, you can sit here and say, kind of a bad break on Shattenkirk's. There's some tough call. I don't know. When you have 5, you have 5. There's not 5 bad calls. Mm-hmm. And it's something we have to improve on because it's been a sore spot for us for the first 6 games.
How strong was Vasilevskiy down the stretch in that third period?
I thought he grew confidence as the game went on. But when you're killing penalties as long as we did, and we weren't getting clears, you spent a lot of time in the zone, and that goalie's got to be huge for us, and he was.
Does it change anything in the way you manage the game when they change their lines like they did in the third?
Well, usually that happens when you're down. But it's tough for us in the sense that, once the whistle's blown, you got to put your guys out first. And he's trying to do everything he could to get some more offense. We had a pretty good grip on how we needed to play. Overall, it was a good job.
And those bad habits creep in the middle of the game. How hard is it to kind of make that adjustment?
It's just the growth of our team.
The guys, the chat on the bench was good. It was guys understood what was going on, and I think the players that were committing some of these turnovers, they did as well. And so it's a work in progress, but it's not going to take away from the fact that we played a pretty solid game under the circumstances, especially coming off the Ottawa game. And the test for us now is it can't be a one-on, one-off, and we got to continue this, and it's not always going to translate in wins, but if you play the right way consistently enough, you're going to get some wins, and so we're going to carry this into Boston.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.